discussions about prison and
Asian. This Centre for European Policy Studies conference in Brussels brought together academics, civil rights campaigners and politicians to discuss the fallout from the US and UK spying scandals. Delegates were shown a map which illustrates how the world is connected by underwater and underground fibre optic cables, making any individual, business or country susceptible to hacking by those who are well equipped and have the expertise.
We are all interconnected. And virtually everything's possible if a person is connected to internet and connected to electricity. The only way to prevent being listened to is to disconnect.
The conference also discussed the mass surveillance of EU citizens' inquiry currently being operated by the European Parliament. A member of the committee that is in charge of the inquiry has criticised the US and the UK governments for refusing to take part.
I'm very disappointed that quite a lot of member states denied their intelligence services to be in the European Parliament to testify in this inquiry. And also the arguments, I think, are not acceptable, because we cannot just say that every member state can do whatever it wants in the area of national security.
Leaked documents appear to show that the US and the UK were spying on at least 38 embassies around the world, and millions of citizens had their computer activities and phone calls monitored. It has been suggested by some that people have no need to worry if they have nothing to hide.
The nothing to hide argument, of course, is contrary to the very definition of privacy. Judd Locke say, well, who is at the heart of liberalism, is saying exactly the contrary. You always need to hide and to have an umbrella against the eye of the state.
Experts made it clear at this conference that it is impossible to prevent computer and phone hacking. But equally they agree that it is not the technology that is to blame, but the governments and individuals who use and abuse it. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.